Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Gomez, G-O-M-E-S. As per the records provided, Philip Gomez was seen at City MD Urgent Care on 10-3-21, period. He was taken out of work for diagnosis of forearm contusion. Period x-rays were negative, but he was placed on ibuprofen. Period returned on 10-6-21 and saw Dr. Rizvi, R-I-Z-V-I. Period. He wrote the claimant injured his left wrist at work while reaching for a metal bar that got caught on a railing and slammed against his left wrist. Period. He stated there was still bruising and swelling on the wrist. But he also was feeling pain in the fourth and fifth digits in the left hand. Period. He denied any numbness or weakness or limitations in range of motion. Period. History was remarkable for left shoulder surgery and right knee surgery. Period. On this occasion, his diagnosis was updated to work-related wrist contusion and sprain, for which he was placed in a brace. Period. Light duty was also recommended. Period. He's referred for orthopedic specialist consultation as well. Period. He followed up with Dr. Rizvi through 10-11-21. Period. On that occasion, his activity modifications were continued. Period. Left wrist had soft tissue swelling and tenderness over the ecchymosis and near the ulnar styloid. Period. There was full range of motion with pain. Period. New paragraph on 10-14-21. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. McBride, MC, capital B-R-I-D-E. Period. Dr. McBride performed two BU x-rays of the left wrist that were negative for fracture. Period. He has tremendous hypersensitivity, especially over the sensory branch of the ulnar nerve. Period. His tendons and wrist joint is functioning, but is just painful. Period. The hematoma has diminished. Period. He's referred for occupational therapy for a desensitization program. But he was also fitted for a left wrist splint. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He continued to see Dr. McBride through 12-6-21. Period. He had been out of work and on therapy. Period. Exam found normal range of motion of the wrist with no erythema or swelling. Period. He did have full normal range of motion. Period. He states his hand goes numb when he does weight training in the ulnar nerve area. Period. However, there was no ulnar nerve symptomatology on a permanent basis. Period. His neurologic and physical exam were completely normal. Period. Dr. McBride explained that, but I cannot explain why he gets some tingling in his index and ring finger when he does his weight training and exercise program. Period, end quote. He has no permanent neurologic changes of the ulnar nerve. Period, he did not foresee any reason to over worry about this problem. Period, he would protect his hand with weightlifting gloves. That should resolve the problem. Period, he was going to finish out therapy and returned to work full duty on 12-13-21, period. New paragraph on 12-29-21. He was seen by Dr. Tan, T-A-N, period. On this occasion, he still reported numbness with strenuous or strengthening activities, and his hands still did not feel normal. Petty expressed he did not think he could return to his normal job because he lacks the confidence in use of the left arm. Petty had been using a cock-up wrist brace when he was out and about. Period. After exam, Dr. Tan diagnosed left ulnar nerve neuropathy from traumatic injury. Period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing. Paired EMG was done by Dr. Robinton, R-O-B-I-N-T-O-N, on 1-4-22. Paired this was normal EMG and nerve conduction studies of the left upper extremity. Period. Despite his complaints, no objective evidence of ulnar nerve dysfunction was apparent. Period. He returned to Dr. Tan on 1-12-12 to review these results. Period. He stated his hand tingling was better. Period. He had discomfort in the dorsal distal forearm, but had not been working. Period. He was cleared to work, and he was eager to do so. Period. He was to return in 1 month for maximum medical improvement determination. Period. He saw Dr. Tan again on 2-7-22 when he was working regular duty and tolerating it with occasional NSAIDs. Period. He was advised on a forearm neoprene compression sleeve. Period. He returned on 4-4-22 and he had residual symptoms from the blunt trauma. Period. The small and ring fingers still feel different than on the right side. Pretty has discomfort in the dorsal mid-forearm and at the lateral elbow now. Pretty continued to work regular duty and tolerating it with occasional NSAIDs. Pretty examined the left wrist and hand, showed no swelling. Pretty had minimal tenderness over the interosseous muscles at the junction of the middle and distal third of the forearm. Pretty had mild tenderness at the lateral epicondyle. Pretty active finger ranges of motion are full and wrist range of motion was full. Pretty gross light touch sensation was intact on the ulnar side of the hand. Period. Diagnoses at that time included sequela of left forearm direct trauma and new onset mild left lateral epicondylitis. Period. Dr. Tan opined this was not related to the trauma but to the daily work activities. Period. He was deemed not to have reached maximum medical improvement yet, but he was going to return in 2 weeks for further assessment in that regard. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 10-3-21, Philip Gomez was injured at work when his left hand got caught on a railing and slammed against his left wrist with a metal bar. But he was seen that same day at City MD, where x-rays were negative. But he was diagnosed with a forearm contusion and initiated on conservative care. But this continued through 10-11-21. But he also was seen orthopedically by Dr. McBride. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. Dr. McBride released him from care at max medical improvement. Period. The claimant sought a second opinion with Dr. Tan. Period. EMG was done on 1-4-22 and was negative. with no signs of ulnar nerve damage, as his symptoms had suggested. His last visit with Dr. Tiana was on 4/4/22, and clinical exam was almost entirely unremarkable. New paragraph, this case will be rated for a simple hand contusion, a hand or wrist contusion. There are no consistent reproducible objective clinical abnormalities in the second half of his course of treatment. This will be rated using the AMA guide 6th edition. End.